The breakthrough announced in a tweet from Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, a defining moment for the two states that used to cooperate in military and other spheres, but who, over 10 years, had become estranged. And the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu was quick to confirm the development.
Among the steps we planned to normalize relations, there was also the reappointment of respective ambassadors. If you remember, we made a statement in the news conference we held with Mr. Lapid that we started work on the appointment of ambassadors. Such a positive step came from Israel as a result of these efforts, and as Turkey, we also decided to appoint an ambassador to Israel, to Tel Aviv.
Relations between the two countries soured after Israel attacked Gaza in 2008, killing more than 1,000 Palestinians. But it was the Gaza flotilla raid in 2010 that fully severed ties between the two countries. Israeli troops attacked the flotilla, which was carrying humanitarian aid for Gaza in international waters, killing 9 Turkish citizens. Since then, diplomatic ties have been virtually non-existent. In 1 year, there will be a presidential elections here in Turkey. But with inflation at more than 70%, Ankara wants to attract investments from regional countries. There are security challenges too, in Syria and the Eastern Mediterranean basin. Turkey sees Israel as a strong player. And for Israel, Turkey is seen as a balancing power in a region threatened by Iran. The final push to mend relations started last year. In March, Israeli President Isaac Herzog visited Turkey and met Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. 2 months later, Turkish Foreign Minister Çavuşoğlu visited Tel Aviv. The final major step toward normalization of relations was when Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid visited Ankara in June. It was during that trip that the two sides agreed on a roadmap to fully restore diplomatic ties. However, Turkey also made it clear that it will not compromise when it comes to supporting the Palestinian cause.
We have always said we will continue to defend the rights of Palestine, Jerusalem and Gaza, and it's important that our messages are conveyed directly at the ambassadorial level in Tel Aviv.
That support for Palestinians remains a sensitive issue, and even with the full restoration of diplomatic ties, is likely to remain a contentious difference between the two countries. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.